right now.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Those that might be a little slow. It is why we can't have nice things. Not this guy, though. He's pretty quick. A software engineer kicks us off here and why we can't have nice things. And he was just trying to do, well, what engineers do. Sammy Ozdeval was wanting to steer his little vacuum robot that goes around. This was of the DJI Romo robot vacuum.
Okay.
But kind of like a Roomba, as we all know. And he wanted to be able to steer it with a gaming controller. So this engineer got a video game controller. I think it was an old PlayStation 3 controller. And reverse engineered it. And it inadvertently granted him a sneak peek into thousands of people's houses and homes. So while he was doing this, he used an AI coding assistant to reverse engineer how the robot communicated with the company DJI's remote cloud servers. But he soon discovered that the same credentials that allowed him to see and control his own device also provided access to live camera feeds, microphone audio, maps, and status data from nearly 7,000 other vacuums across 24 countries. It was a back-end security bug. And it exposed it all. He could have controlled 7,000 plus across the world robot vacuums. Luckily, Sammy's not a jerk, and he chose not to exploit that at all. In fact, that day, he quickly contacted the company to report the flaw, to which the company, DJI, says the issue has, quote, been resolved, and the massive security alt has been closed.
I've got a lot of questions about this one. First off, who was the congressman that was warning us about our air fryer spying on us?
Well, there you
Does
go.
He look so crazy now?
I
and
tell you what.
Could he please just teach my children to vacuum if he can teach all these other machines?
This whole thing just sucks. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Fly in the friendly skies. This isn't as simple as it used to be. Mm-mm. People want to bring everything on board. My favorite so far, not the emotional support peacock. This would be an emotional support rotisserie chicken.
Oh,
apparently it made it through TSA.
Yeah.
A passenger then proceeded to eat it on board. Because why would you show any decorum in a public space? The internet is now melting down. One person calling it a technical foul.
Hey.
While another advocating for emotional support barbecue sauce.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't everybody feel better afterwards? I'm kind of with the person on that. There was some support there.
Dum, 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 dum.
If he'd have shared enough with the rest of the class, he wouldn't have been in trouble. Let's go to Pittsburgh. And a medic in Pittsburgh is under investigation for allegedly taking boxes of medical gloves from a local hospital there and then trading them for pizza at a local pizzeria. The medic has been taken off the streets pending the results of an investigation. This comes after two EMS administrators were fired for allegedly falsifying timesheets. But nobody understands, first of all, that there was a black market for medical gloves. And second of all, why the heck would a pizzeria want them?
You know, most days we can just go to Walmart and feel a little bit better about ourselves. But in St. Clairsville, Ohio, not so much. Two women got in a fight right outside the bathroom.
Ooh.
Things were so bad, they moved it on inside the restroom. One of the ladies was wound up in the hospital. And police do not have many options about cracking the case because there's no cameras in the loo.
Oh.
Thank heavens. Can you imagine?
I can't have imagined a worse place to have a Donnybrook right there. Yeah, nobody will probably go in to get evidence.
No.
Let us go to California, Anaheim, as three suspects over the weekend broke into a collectibles shop in Anaheim, where they swiped tens of thousands of dollars worth of Pokemon cards. Well, just like last week or something, the Best Buys, people were lined up to get some Pokemon stuff yet again, man. This stuff just... The burglars, though, went to pretty extensive measures to get this. They cut a hole in the wall.
Oh.
through the drywall and burrowed through to get access to the store. Then once in, they smashed the display cases and ran away with the cards. Damage is estimated on top of the tens of thousands of dollars of cards to be about 20 grand on that. Well, collect them all. And I mean the bad guys.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Lunar New Year has arrived for our Asian friends around the world. Celebrations, food, parades aplenty, and so much fun. Unless you are a burglar in Thailand. Some police over there were dressed as dancing lions during a big street fair, where they caught a guy that was accused of stealing $81,000 worth of goodies from a local policeman's home. Needless to say, he was a little shocked when officers nailed him to the ground. And we're dressed up as dancing lions.
Man, I'm gonna give him a
meow, 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 meow.
That's right. And then finally, to put the finishing touches on the Olympics, you may have seen this, as from around the world, there were reporters, including from Australia, who actually did fairly well in these games, considering they're Australians. Well, Aussie reporter Danica Mason recently went viral after she was slurring her words and just kind of acting a little weird.
Literally, I'm not sure about the iguanas. Well, where are we going with that one? But anyway, let's get into the day's sport because there is plenty happening back home. Guys, honestly, this is so tempting. I've been like eyeing off a snow angel.
She wants
all day.
Yes.
Look at this.
Do it.
A snow angel.
So this is the amount of snow that fell overnight.
Yeah. She came on the next day, still with her job, and apologized for her actions during the broadcast.
I want to take full responsibility. It's not the standard that I set for myself. So in saying that, I am genuinely really sorry.
She said later that she did indeed have a drink before
going. A drink?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, when in Rome, or at least close to
it. Dum, 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 dum,